For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Part of President Trump's strategy with the allies who attended an economic summit in Canada could perhaps be leave them guessing. Officials say he had planned to sign on to a post-meeting communique, but now tweets that he won't because of what he calls false statements by Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
Illegitimate and unacceptable tariffs to Canadian steel workers and auto workers and on the Canadian economy must be met with an equivalent response.
The president left the economic summit early and is now preparing for his meeting in Singapore with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
I'll be on a mission of peace, and we will carry in, really, in my heart, we're going to be carrying the hearts of millions of people from all over the world.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Roots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
Nearly 600 homes on Hawaii's Big Island have been destroyed so far by the eruption at Mount Kilauea, according to authorities. Hawaii County Mayor Harry Kim said the increased toll makes the Kilauea eruption the most catastrophic event in the state's history. The most recent eruption included new lava flows through Kapoho Beach lots and vacation land that destroyed nearly 500 homes. There are now additional criminal charges against President Trump's former campaign manager, Paul Manafort, also a Russian associate, who are both accused of obstructing justice. This is a superseding indictment accusing Manafort and one of his business associates of tampering with witnesses. Manafort faced a second indictment in February in the Eastern District of Virginia. That document accused him of lying to banks about his income in order to get more than $20 million in loans. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
SpaceX is looking to expand its facilities at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida in order to streamline its operations at the Florida location. The company, headed by Elon Musk, filed plans for a 130,000-square-foot hangar, a launch control center, and a rocket garden at the NASA Center. The SpaceX operations area would be on 67 acres of agricultural land near NASA's Vehicle Assembly Building and the center's industrial area. From there, the company would refurbish its reusable Falcon rockets. The hangar would store used rocket boosters for refurbishment, and a rocket garden would display historic space vehicles. A world-renowned celebrity travel host has passed away. From Los Angeles, here's KNX reporter John Baird.
A lot of shock, a lot of sadness over his death, and Anthony Bourdain was here a lot. He loved L.A., Mexican food, In-N-Out Burger, but he zeroed in on Koreatown. He sampled the restaurants there. He highlighted the food. Russ Parsons is the former food editor of the L.A. Times.
That's what Tony did, in a way, was bring this entire world to the American table and introduce us to cultures that we may never otherwise have experienced.
He says his own reaction to Bourdain's death is of extreme sadness, and he notes that none of us can ever really know what's going on in someone else's head.
Anthony Bourdain was 61. For USA Radio.